Foundations of Amateur Radio. The International Amateur Radio Union, or IARU, was formed on the 18th of April 1925 in Paris. Today, split into four organisations, consisting of one for each of the three ITU regions and the International Secretariat, are said to coordinate their efforts to represent the globe-spanning activity of amateur radio. Each organisation has its own constitution, which at some point I might compare, but for now I'll focus on the International Secretariat. Last updated on the 9th of May 1989, the constitution has 9 pages detailing how the IARU works. After defining its name, it describes its purpose. Its objectives shall be the protection, promotion, and advancement of the amateur and amateur satellite services within the framework of regulations established by the International Telecommunication Union, and to provide support to member societies in the pursuit of these objectives at the national level, with special references to the following. A. Representation of the interests of amateur radio at and between conferences and meetings of international telecommunications organizations. B. Encouragement of agreements between national amateur radio societies on matters of common interest. C. Enhancement of amateur radio as a means of technical self-training for young people. D. Promotion of technical and scientific investigations in the field of radio communication. E. Promotion of amateur radio as a means of providing relief in the event of natural disasters. F. Encouragement of international goodwill and friendship. G. Support of member societies in developing amateur radio as a valuable national resource, particularly in developing countries, and H. Development of amateur radio in those countries not represented by member societies. Those are lofty goals, and no doubt they have changed over the past century. The objectives, as described, have been in effect for over 35 years, so we can safely say that they are part and parcel of the current workings of the IARU. This leads me to several questions, mostly uncomfortable ones. Over the years, I have witnessed the incessant cry for the growth of the hobby in the face of apparent global decline. What I haven't seen is any evidence of the IARU actually doing much towards its own objectives. At this point, you might well be chomping at the bit to enlighten me. Please do. And you might well be right that the IARU is doing stuff. But the key here is seeing evidence. As I keep saying, if you don't write it down, it didn't happen. You do this for contacts between stations. Why should the IARU be any different? While the IARU is a recognised United Nations organisation, it's entirely volunteer-run and paid for by its members. The International Secretariat is funded by its three regional organisations, which in turn are funded by the member societies in each country, like the WIA in Australia, ARRL in the US, RSGB in the UK, JARL in Japan, and VIRON in the Netherlands. Over 160 organisations in all. Those, in turn, are funded by their members. For a decade or more, I contributed to the funding of the IARU through my WIA membership. I note, as an aside, that organisations like the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, or RASA, and the European Radio Amateurs Organisation, or EURAO, which are not recognised by the IARU, do not fund it, unless they're making donations on the side. That's important because this hobby, despite its amateur nature, runs on money. If you want to help the IARU, the only way to do so is as a volunteer. That's great if you have money to pay for food and housing, less so if you don't. Similarly, member societies are also, by and large, run by volunteers, each doing so in the face of big business and government attempts to increase their spectrum allocation at the expense of amateur radio at every turn. This leaves us with an organisation with lofty goals to foster, promote and grow our community, funded and run by volunteers, with, in my opinion, little to show for its century history. Is this the best model? Is this how we make a robust, representative, and effective organisation? Speaking of representative, in 2018, Don, Golf 3 Bravo Juliet, former president of the RSGB and then president of the Region 1 IARU, talked in some detail about how the IARU operates in an enlightening video you can find on YouTube called RSGB Convention Lecture 2018. So, what has the IARU ever done for us? In that lecture, Don makes the statement that the ARRL provides significant additional funding and, without that, the IARU would be in very serious problems. If you're not a member of the ARRL, what does that mean? How much is significant funding? Is it real money or is it paper money in the form of office space provided within the ARRL offices in Connecticut? If a member of the IARU International Secretariat is also a member and office bearer of the ARRL, does that buy access? For example, in 2021, the ARRL Executive Committee nominated their past president to become the Secretary of the IARU, which, at least according to the ARRL, it has the right and obligation to. I don't know how you feel about that, but it makes me uncomfortable, and here in Australia I can't say that I feel represented, even if I was a current and paid-up member of the WIA, which I'm not. I think organisations like the member societies and the IARU have a very important role to play in our hobby, but what I don't see is evidence that they are. No doubt I'll get emails telling me to step up. I would if I had a functioning money tree in my backyard. Transparency is an issue in our community. I left the WIA because I felt there was no transparency. The ARRL had a wide-ranging security breach recently, and whilst it has written a great many words on the subject, most of them are, at least in my professional opinion, the opposite of transparent. I have yet to see the operating budget for the WIA, the ARRL, or the IARU, despite having paid money into at least two of those. So, what of the future of our hobby? What does representation in a modern global community look like? And does the structure of our hobby need scrutiny and discussion? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.